Before we start anything, we have just two matters to really think about. This venue is not provided with any recording devices, and I think it's not legal, because even if the secretary does record, sometimes when problems arise, the voice should be understood is so and so saying this verbatim. That's number one. Number two, I'm informed that the secretary, there are train matters. She's in a train, she's delayed. But we decided in the last meeting to arrive, to start at 9:30. I'll then put a proposal forward that can we start for the presentations, because in any way they are written. They are existing documents. We can do without recording because it's actually in here. Meanwhile, I think when they got this venue, they could have tried to get mobile things for recording, because it is very critical. Can I get a feedback from the members before I come to really welcome our member? Akukho bandikhoyo enokuthi even if someone would say kodwa kaloku into engekhoyo kakhulu yile nayo in such a manner akho nto ikhona. We didn't get a venue, and I think I had actually insisted with the secretary that we can accept to have a meeting outside parliament because it is acceptable. Quarter, we need a proper venue because what we produce as our work is very, very important. While they are trying to get something to record, can I take this opportunity to say we have had apologies for the whip of the ANC and the member of this portfolio committee, Honorable Malchus. She has been away because she has been sick, and we are very, very, very grateful that she survived. She's with us. She states that she's very well. Can I then take this opportunity to wish her better health going forward and actually welcome her back to her position as a member of this committee. Well, I can give her 3 minutes to say hello, 2 minutes or one, to say hello to us all, so that we proceed.
Thanks, Mama Kapa, and the committee itself. I know it was a long time, but at least I can say I'm a survivor of cancer. So I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Going forward, let me welcome our guests. This is your home. This is where you are count. We cannot survive with you because our work is with you. Nor can you survive with us because your work is with us. We will allow the first presentation, which is almost there. Yes, okay, but there are apologies that we need to consider. Uyoli will help us while the secretary is away because they are retaining a better technology today. Can you? Okay.
Good morning. Before we start, I was wondering if the old assembly is not available, because sometimes we all blocked up and the old assembly is empty. I don't know if it's maybe not used. because we are really too many people here. People can't be sitting 3-4 hours on their knees. If we can check if the old cell is available.
I take that very much, but who knows who must come with the one who deals with logistics. And even if it at some stage there was a meeting that actually finished earlier, we can be relocated, because I think there's congestion. Also, there's no, this is not conducive really to good production in terms of what we want to do. And this matter of recording is very serious. But for a while, we'll use the modern things here next to me. Can you read the apologies?
Okay. Good morning. Thank you, Chairperson. We have apology from Honorable Dudley. She's attending a course with DEFO. And a standing apology from Honorable Joseph, who's on maternity leave. Honorable Kanda Merve is attending another committee. Minister is attending cabinet meeting. Deputy Minister has prior commitments that she's attending. Those are the apologies, Chair.
There is also an apology from the acting DG. He is going to be here for a while and will soon join to support the minister. They are making presentations with the cabinet for whatever assistance they are supposed to get going forward from now. And this is the budget time, and people have to really make presentations why they should be given that money and how they are going to use it. Let me try and put them in, before I put them for consideration. This is not so good. Assembly, in Anton. In Anton?
Old Assembly.
Old Assembly.
You need to
and the one?
There's a problem with the venue, because there are venues that are under renovation. That's why we have
it. Yes, but really I'm afraid, because we are likely to have the condition, but let's anyway proceed. While the recording device is coming, can I therefore acknowledge people who will speak on the current item, which is the apologies? You have your hand up?
No,
sir. Okay. Well, if there is no hand, I will assume that we accept these apologies, while noting the fact that it is unfortunate that Deputy Minister is saying she has prior arrangements. Because it's our day today. We know our day coincides with the cabinet day, but we always work with the minister to make arrangements, because we know she can't be here all the time, nor can she never be here, because we coincide with the with the cabinet. So with that, let's proceed and note that those apologies are accepted. Okay? Secretary, can I have the agenda? Is not within my big books here. Today I'm learning to be Mamutolet. It's bad we are now towards the end. Well, you could have taken me through. Oh, there's another specialist. Because this lady now is saying to me, she is paperless, but she will try to cope with the chair while the there's our agenda. Honorable members, it's just the briefings that we know routinely, but I will just deal with the part we have dealt with the item on apologies, and we see people we invited are all here, the department and CDA, of which I've said they are very welcome. And I will also proceed to say we've got very limited time. Let's then allow CDA to make their presentation. Can we deal with that? Okay.
I would say thank you very, very much for the opportunity to present on behalf of the Central Brother Committee. I'm the Chairperson of the Brother, and I'll be presenting the 2016-17 annual report on behalf of the CBA. The purpose of the outline of the presentation is certainly just to explain the purpose, the background, the achievements of the Central Brother Authority over the period 2016-17, as well as the achievements of the different departments and the Conventional Substance Abuse Forums. There's also something on the financial report, the challenges, recommendations, and obviously then our conclusion. So just to say, what we have here in front of us is a presentation based on the 2016-17 year of the Central Brother Authority. Hard copies have been circulated, and what I'm presenting is a very, very concise synopsis of what is in the hard copy as well. The background to the annual report is for the period of 1st of April 16 to 30th of March 2017. As I said, describing all the activities of not only the Central Road Authority, but also reporting back on some of the other issues. Most importantly, the Central Road Authority is focusing on demand, supply, and harm reduction, and providing strategic direction to the country in the efforts to deal with and the problems that we have around substance abuse. From the composition, the Central Drug Authority is made up of 13 experts in 21 departments, but I must just at this point mention that of the 13 experts who were appointed, there are now only 9 left on the Central Drug Authority due to some members who have passed away and 2 members because of health and for other reasons that have to resign.
Just a minute, do members have this?
Yes, ma'am.
Let us ensure that we all have it, because we don't have a. We depend on these slides. If there's none, Mamuto, later you find. Oh, okay, then. Thank you very much, proceed.
Thank you very much. I'll just edit as we go along on page 3, slide number 5. We also constituted in the Central Drug Authority with representatives from the 9 provincial substance abuse forums, and they represent 294 local drug action committees as well. The policy or the basis on which the Central Drug Authority functions is on the 3 pillars, being supply reduction, demand reduction, and harm reduction. And this has always been the basis on which the work is conducted. On page number 4, the overall goal for the Central Drug Authority is to make a measurable reduction in substance abuse. The impact that we're looking to do is a reduction of substance abuse and related social ills, such as poverty, HIV, sex work, crime, and there are a lot more that one could mention. As I've always said, this is only the tip of the iceberg that we are recognizing, but that we also know that it has an impact on a whole host of social ills that we have to deal with. The outcome that we're looking to achieve is for improved quality of life through the implementation of the integrated departmental and provincial substance abuse reports. The extent of the problem that we have in the country still remains of major concern to us, particularly the fact that it affects our youth in particular and the type of drugs that are now available in the country. The abuse transcends all age groups, and the hardest hit, as I mentioned, are our youth, who are the most vulnerable and where direction needs to be given in terms of giving them the options for a better life. Schools are gradually becoming a haven for drugs, and parents and educators are adversely affected by the problem. And of course, associated with that is the one drug that has always been our biggest problem, and that is alcohol, with the increase of liquor outlets and their proximity, particularly in the schools, where we are looking to protect our youth. On page number 5, the trends in substance abuse, the data is derived from the secondary reports, which we are dependent on for most of the information, and is collected from the 14 specialist treatment centres. So So what is actually being reported here, unfortunately, are only those people who are in the process of receiving treatment, and doesn't necessarily account for a true reflection on the ground of how serious the problem is. The most common substances of abuse, firstly, is cannabis, and unfortunately, what we're going to be seeing is, in my opinion, an increase in the number of cases that you're going to be having presented with the new dispensation. Following that, there is alcohol and heroin. What is missing over here is the fact that tobacco is also one of our biggest problems, but is not considered in the report as such. The abuse of the opiates, being heroin and morphine, which I think we are all very familiar with, is now has emerged as a major concern for us. Also the fact that children under the age of 20 are reporting for treatment, and they account for 29% of the population in treatment. There is an increase in heroin and morphine use, and of more concern is the fact that it's being injected, and of course associated with that is the sharing of needles and other blood-borne diseases then, which can be transmitted. Other issues are the abuse of over-the-counter prescription medicines, such as, for example, the swimming tablets, the analgesics that we all know about, the codeine scourge that we have, and the tranquilizers being the benzodiazepines. But I must mention that nationally what we are seeing is a new trend in the analgesic abuse, which is Tramadol. And that is now going to be something that we're going to have to focus in South Africa as well. From the achievements, we are looking at some of the activities and the achievements which are illustrated there. For example, the Provincial Substance Abuse Forums. All 9 of the substance abuse forums are functional and being sustained. Audits are being conducted of the local drug action committees, and in this period we attended to 8 in Mpumalanga, 4 in Limpopo, 137 in Gauteng, and 9 in the Eastern Cape. Conducted workshops on the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan to both the provincial and the national departments, and the CDA committee have been established to tasked to perform the work that is carried out by the CDA in general. We've also developed policies, and a policy was developed and is available and provided for the overview of the National Drug Master Plan, and that was done by DPME, and the evaluation is also what then allowed us to plot the way forward based on their findings. We also coordinated the International Narcotics Control Board visit to South Africa, and they had a bilateral discussion with the Interministerial Committee, national departments, the CISO, who have taken over from the NCC, SACS, SARS, and they discussed the gaps in reporting, which was of concern to them, and awaiting funding reports from the INCB. We were also able to compile the annual report for 2015 and 16, which was completed and tabled, and we continued the review of the 2015-2017 National Drug Master Plan, and national partners and provinces as well as relevant clusters have been consulted. And at this very point, I'd like to make particular mention of the fact that for the first time, we actually consulted so extensively that we went down onto the ground and spoke to the people in the streets and asked them to give us insight as to what their problems were and how best government can help them deal with the problem and help us to formulate a policy which they need as well. We participated in the implementation of the evaluation of the National Drug Master Plan conducted by the DPME. Further to that, the cannabis position paper was developed, but I must mention that the cannabis position paper was based on a round table conducted specifically around the use of cannabis as at the time where the focus lay. It does not have any bearing on recreational use or what is now being challenged or was challenged in the Constitutional Court. We developed the CDA business plan, which highlights the activities of the year, and also drafted the UNGAS outcome document with SANAC. And this was a collaboration between the Central Drug Authority and SANAC, as instigated by the department. The AU report was also consulted with, and we made representation there as well in Cape Town with a meeting with the AU representatives, and we participated in the festive season campaign at the end of every year, as we do on an annual basis. Over this period, the population of the rural taxi rank sector were our main focus. Further on page 7, we also conducted a fetal alcohol syndrome workshop in Mpumalanga, where 17 of the LDAC members were capacitated to manage fetal alcohol syndrome. And clearly what you can understand from the size of the problem that we recognize, with alcohol being one of our biggest consumed illicit substances causing problems, fetal alcohol syndrome is the knock-on effect from all the alcohol abuse, so this is a major concern for us. We also participated in the first Drug Policy Week, which was held in Cape Town, and made representation there on behalf of the Central Drug Authority. Coming to the achievements of the different national departments, which are reported to us on a quarterly basis, on a biannual basis, sorry, and these are the reports that we've received from police, where they have given us as the achievement a 99.8% target having been reached on the attendance at and presentation at schools. The Department of Trade and Industries publishing the Liquor Amendment Bill, and it's been published for public comment during that period. Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, planned interventions implemented, 19 campaigns, 56,000 people were reached, and 270 interventions made by that department. And these are all things that are conducted through the coordination by the Central Drug Authority. The Department of Correctional Services have implemented programs, 12 approved NGOs and 6 regional implementation programs have been initiated, reaching 16,500 people. The provision of information and awareness campaigns created, and also therapeutic counseling provided, where 243 employees were treated for alcohol abuse and 64 were treated for drug abuse. So this is an internal matter besides those who are incarcerated. They also conducted programs for offenders where 10,000 offenders have completed the program run by correctional services. On page number 9, we're talking about the Central Drug by the Department of Social Development activities, the anti-substance abuse awareness campaigns and educational programs that are being run, where we commemorated the International Day and also conducted festive season campaigns, as I mentioned earlier, supported the alcohol-free campaign targeting 5 institutions of higher learning, recognizing that they as well are not immune to the problems, and particularly the fact that we have a number of people attending these institutions who have come from various backgrounds and are now being turned loose on their own without any parental guidance, and they need to be guided at the institutions. The Department of Social Development further capacitated 9 provinces, 8 of the provinces rather, and established community-based services. They conducted 6 workshops on social mobilization, developed a treatment module for training, and finalized the treatment module into a manual. They also capacitated 3 provinces on the Claymore program and monitoring evaluation. The Department of Health, page number 10, conducted workshops to review the National Drug Master Plan for the department, and they developed their own departmental drug master plan. They maintain ongoing surveillance of the trends of substance abuse, and at the same time, the Department of Higher Education conducted anti-substance abuse campaigns in schools and also in the higher education facilities. Our SAPs have been very, very efficient in the work that they've been conducting, and intelligence products have been analysed. They have had a number of disruptive operations which have been conducted. The intelligence reports have been received and dealt with by the DPCI as well as the new Senate, which was established as a unit specifically dealing with substance abuse. They were also able to deal with the disrupting and dismantling of the different networks for trafficking, but nothing was reported during the period as mentioned. From the DTI, we have the annual Liquor Act 2003 was published for public consultation and comment. They also conducted random searches at different facilities together with SAPS and higher education in the Accrington campus. The Department of Trade further made the amendments to the Liquor Board and the Liquor Act, which has been published. The Department of Higher Education further attended to 177 students who were counseled. Social development further, in terms of harm reduction, have dealt and facilitated 4 public treatment centres which have been created. The Department of Health, in terms of the harm reduction, has scheduled the next implementation of SAPRO in evaluating the risks and the benefits of the Metrobamate. For those who might not be aware, Metrobamate is one of the active ingredients that is contained in one of our most used and consumed analgesics, but which has been found to be dubious in terms of the beneficial effect that it has on people who are taking that particular product. And that is the reason for the consideration. Dealing now with the achievements of the Provincial Substance Abuse Forums on page 12, looking at the Eastern Cape, they have implemented the National Drug Master Plan, and their public, Provincial Substance Abuse Forum is operating with 18 LDACs. I must just at this point mention that the number of LDACs that are mentioned over here do not total the total number of LDACs in the country, but what we are more concerned about is those that are functional and the ones that are reporting to be making an impact. In the Free State, we have 9 LDACs. Gauteng have reported on 137 LDACs, and they have been maintained by the Provincial Substance Abuse Forum for Gauteng. KwaZulu-Natal have maintained 67 of the LDACs. In Limpopo, 41 LDACs. And in Mpumalanga, 18 of the Local Drug Action Committee. Northern Cape report on behalf of 5 LDACs. The Northwest, 18. And in the Western Cape, 11 LDACs. Dealing now with the departmental reports regarding supply reduction in the Free State, there are a number of seizures that have taken place, and these are all done in collaboration with other government departments, of which there was 107 kilograms of drugs confiscated, 284.5 million millilitres of alcohol were confiscated, 10,000 people were apprehended for issues around being in possession of drugs and drug-related crime. In the Popo, we talk about 3,689 schools were linked to police stations, and they themselves then were capable of confiscating certain substances. In Mpumalanga, 11 border posts were checked, 2,602 crimes of unlawful possession of drugs and dealing in drugs were reported during that period as well. On page 14, in the Northwest, we have a report of 270 people being reached and 1,190 reached in community awareness programs conducted in that province. In the Northern Cape, 9 community safety searches were conducted and 1,095 drunk driving operations were carried out. From the Western Cape, we have a report of drug dealers reported through the call line and 770 arrests having been made. KwaZulu-Natal, there were 46,000 arrests of drug consideration and 12,000 for drinking and driving concerns. Looking at the harm reduction in the Eastern Cape, 2 community treatment centres were opened. In the efforts for harm reduction, the Free State also have had now 1 government treatment centre established with 485 patients receiving treatment. In Gauteng, the DSD is funding 19 outpatient treatment services. KwaZulu-Natal, 2 state treatment centres have been provided with treatment. And in Limpopo, 634 persons have been assessed and treated. In Mpumalanga, we know of 498 service users, and they have access to treatment. In the Northern Cape, 920 service users received treatment. Northwest, nearly 16,000 people assessed treatment for behavioral change as well as for substance abuse issues. In the Western Cape, 700 service users access community-based services. 6 matrix clinics were also opened in the Western Cape. From a financial perspective, the funding for the strategic plan of the Security Central Drug Authority, an allocated amount of R5.5 million was allocated or used by the CDA. And the Department of Social Development provides and controls the technical, financial, and the human resources support for the Central Drug Authority. With that, we still are faced with a number of challenges, and I'd just like to report briefly on the challenges that we've identified and that we would like in the future still to be able to deal with, and that is that the National Drug Master Plan is not aligned to the medium-term strategic framework. This is something that we have looked at in developing the proposed new National Drug Master Plan going forward. The provincial department representatives at the substance use forums are inadequate and very, very often at the wrong level, as well as not always being available, and substitutes being sent who don't necessarily then translate what has happened at the meetings to the department. Improvement of access to and the affordability of treatment for all population groups still remains a major concern. It is reported that in South Africa we are not capable of dealing with the demand, and that we are only servicing 1 in 18 of the demands that are made on us, in comparison to other parts of the world where the statistic is much better. There needs to be a reduction of the duplication of services and the avoidance of working in silos to ensure that the scarce resources are optimally used. Another challenge is the members of the Central Drug Authority support structures are enabled to align with the National Drug Master Plan 2013-17 to the needs of their local communities. Departmental drug master plans must meet the needs of their target groups and implement it in a manner that records the achievements in terms of their outcomes and their activities. We also want an improvement plan for department performance monitoring and evaluation, which has now been implemented. And government department representatives at the CDA do not necessarily report on time, submit their reports on time, which causes our delays in terms of the reporting to you. The CDA commenced with the preparation of the third anti-substance abuse biennial summit, and the event was not held during the period, but still something that is remaining on our job to do. From a recommendation perspective, the authority of the Central Drug Authority needs to be enhanced, and we still have that as one of our priorities. Adequate resources need to be allocated to allow all department representatives on the CDA. Further partnership between the CDA and the UNODC is put forward as a major way of capacitating and improving our performance, and a cost-effective data warehouse system should be created and developed whereby reporting from the relevant departments can be deposited and expedited more efficiently in a shorter period of time, as well as looking for the capacity building of the local drug action committees, who we so dearly depend on for the work at the ground level to be conducted. Thank you, Madam Chair. That is the report 2016-2017.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the detailed report. Social development, I think they're all here. They are also going to give their report, but I will allow members to, if there is anything that the question, because CDA reports to them, it probably there's a question that CDA can't deal with. They may support their entity in the form of the authority. Can I allow members to ask questions?
Yes.
Honorable Dr. Matope, Mayor Abrams, Ms. Bridget, Mamoto Nethi, our member Umamo Malka, can you start?
Yes,
in that line, please. As well, after Mamum Kosi, because you lifted your hand later.
No, thanks for the presentation. At the moment, I'm not dealing with the content of the presentation. I'm just checking on, I think it's page number 4, background. Is there any reason that the report that we are getting now is for 2016-2017? Because one would expect that the report that we are looking for, looking at the achievements, because now it's another financial year now. We are still looking at what happened in 2016-2017 instead of 2017-2018, so that we know, we can see the progress to say that the challenges that we have identified and the recommendation you came up with in 2016-17, now we must be getting the update on how far are you with those recommendations that you came up in 2016-2017. I'm just checking what is the reason for us to get 2016-17 instead of 2017-2018, because now we should have been listening to say how far you have implemented those recommendations, because you came up with in 2016-2017. Thanks,
Chair. Can I thank you from honorable members, because this is fundamental, whether I can allow them to answer that one before I come to you, or should I continue? Okay, sure. Okay. Please, this one is actually a common one. Can you give an answer? And I think also social development will be ready to tell us what did they do when they were not receiving a report from you.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. The Chairperson of the delay will add. I think there are two aspects to the delay of the 2017 report. Well, the first aspect is the delay in submission of reports by stakeholders, the department. The second part is the delay of tabling. This report was tabled late last year, but I must indicate that it was also impacted by the reshuffle, because in January already there was a letter that was signed by the previous minister for tabling. But when the new minister came, we had to start afresh, even change the forward. Remember, it was now the forward of the outgoing minister. So that also delayed. So it contributed to more time. Meanwhile, already the report was delayed. So what is it that we have done as a department in terms of departments that are delayed? The minister wrote to ministers of those government departments to make sure that they submit, but I must say still, you won't get a signed-off report, because the CDA relies on a signed-off report. Because if something is presented to Parliament, it needs to be signed off by the DG and the minister of that particular department, so that it is tabled as a final report. So that's what. And I think this is also carrying on for 17-18. Even for 1890, it's a problem that it has not been resolved in terms of submission of reports. I think the chairperson indicated that even the representation of members in the board, they send people interchangeably in meetings without authority, and that's the type of problems that the board is experiencing.
Maybe before the chair of the board is going to help us to allow members to ask now, so that you can also respond to those.
Yeah,
Mama?
It was a follow-up.
Okay, follow-up, and then all these questions that relate to this question. All right. Mama, Dr. Matoka?
Chair, I don't see that, I don't know whether it's part of the challenges what Konya has explained to us, that they are having the challenges with the participants, because it's something that would have come clearly in the challenges to say that whilst we are giving the report now, the challenges were 1, 2, 3, because it's part of the challenges. The other follow-up is that because of that delay, does it mean that there was no move in working from 2017-2018? Because really, to me, it's like stale news. It's stale news. Thanks.
Point
not newsworthy.
No, it's not newsworthy.
If that answer, then Honorable Richard.
Okay, thank you, Chair. My follow-up question to this question that Dr. Nazoff has asked is because when I saw that the reporting is within the 2013-2017 master plan, which then sort of tried to answer the very question you were asking. But then the concern was, what has then been happening? It doesn't sound like 20 other plan has been done. That master plan is not, I don't think it's being mentioned by the minister in her thing here that it's being worked on. It's in the process of something. And I'm saying, what has been happening then in the intervening period since 2017 to now, where work should be done and achievements recorded on the ground. And so I was going to follow up with that question so that when the response comes, covers that. We sort of accept that this is a 2013-2017 period of reporting, which is the end of the National Drug Master Plan. But then what has been happening then to the actual client on the ground and the reporting and the achievements and the that would be my follow-up question, Chair, just to be in that sort of...
Ms. Wongi? Oh, you are covered. Okay, can we get that comprehensive response?
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I think on slide 32 and 31, under key challenges, there is a mention of an adequacy of representation from the Child Substance Abuse Forum on 32 and speaking about the department that not submitted one of the key challenges. Now, in terms of the NDMC 20, supposedly 18 to 2022, the Central Drug Authority worked, I think, in one of the slides. They indicated that they worked and consulted thoroughly. We do have a plan in place. It's just awaiting cabinet approval. So currently, what the structure views and department is the old National Drug Master Plan, because the new one is not officially approved by cabinet. That's where we are.
Can I then also remind the department and the chair, if because the answer says you have a plan, and the answer also says you have provided the information on these challenges that make it impossible for you to be in time and to operate properly. But can I remind the chair in particular, Ms. Coney, that when you came here to make a report, we raised this matter as the portfolio committee, and we had a major recommendation that you will continue. You bring yours. Someone is bringing his chair. Please, can you make some moves here? But I think you can move to the corner and give space to others. Please do. Can you please come in and say that anyone, so that the other will come late after you, they will have you sit there. But I was actually saying that we made this recommendation, and we had a major recommendation that says it is clear that your authority has no teeth.
Yes.
And that is now making you not to be able to have any consequences for people not submitting and for people sending, not cooperating in at all. And we then said, this entity is important, but how it is structurally organized is a problem. Now you are an authority without authority. but we also continue to give you these funds and to make necessary demands in terms of reporting. How far has this been taken into consideration? This issue of you should be restructured. Otherwise, if we continue in this rate, we are just wasting our time. Your time and our time. Indeed, because if now every report will carry the information that says we were not getting reports, that there is no proper input from departments because they send junior officials who say nothing, and when they go back, they are not recognized, they are not allowed to give a report. What, therefore, are we waiting from those departments? Because obviously, there's no report because the person sent here doesn't sit in the management meeting. And whatever she was there for will not be taken into consideration as part of the plan for that particular department. And for the department to make reports, since they don't submit reports because they don't want to. They don't have. They don't have reports because they don't put into the executive meeting what that junior person who was sitting into this very important national authority to deal with the drugs. They are not taking it serious. And it is for cabinet because the departments are actually the ministers report in their cabinet. It's not us who can ask them why are they not submitting reports to the lead department. Mm-hmm. So mine is to actually, at a very high level of social development, to find what did you do with our noble recommendation. If the authority had authority and had people in that board with authority, they would know what to do when departments are actually mischievous. I'm asking from the department. Because here now we made a recommendation,
yes,
and we are not now wanting to listen to the same challenges that were here before. We are not here. We want a progress report that says, given these challenges, this is what government has done at a necessary level.
Mm.
That is relevant and has a role to play in this one.
Correct. Yeah.
It's true that there was a recommendation. I must also indicate that, firstly, the CDA is established in terms of the Act. So for us to change the structure, you have to change the Act. So what we did, we changed the policy because the policy was also in line with the current Act, which is one waiting approval by cabinet. Secondly, we amended the Prevention and Treatment of Substance Abuse Act to give effect, but also it's not yet processed. But also I need to indicate that in other spaces where departments are supposed to report to Parliament, it would be good if the committee can also call these departments to come and come. Because in the Committee of Justice for Sexual Offences, we go and account for child justice and for sexual offences. It's just a way of an example so that departments are forced to also report. So if we can process the policy and the law, then we can change the composition of the Act. Because with the plan, you can't change without changing the law. So that's what we did. We are just waiting for approval of cabinet for the policy and the legal framework to be able to change. With bearing in mind that the term of office has ended, so if this has kicked in, we'll be able to appoint you in a new proposed structure. But unfortunately, it means we have to also extend again because end of March. The committee extended until March for their term of office. It's also expiring end of March. So the committee will advise on how then we deal with the issue of the interim while complete the other process. Thank you, Chair.
This is so true that the time they have now is has been extended. But I don't think it was for the Chair to actually raise that. It was supposed to be part of your report. That as we come now, we are no longer that committee, I mean that board. We, you as a committee, agree that the minister extends. But I really want to inform the members that I was invited in the mini-med and I attended. Where, when the chair was reporting about the state plan, the new one, was reporting in the mini-med. And I raised the issue that whilst I'm a visitor, let me have the right to raise the issue that we had recommended restructuring, which must be taken into account before you come with a new plan, because the plan, the state plan you have is ineffective. We all agree, because of these challenges that appear here, because they are not a matter that we hear for the first time. I think also the issue of legislation amending could have been a matter therefore that was reported to us that there's no move going forward. So that we can also raise it at a level where we're supposed to. But as we now sit here, it can't just be a normal procedure that we receive belated reports. We receive belated reports which have got no impact because now they have nothing to do with what is happening. All what we are dealing now is a crisis management of listening to issues that make it impossible to operate. Yet our role is to receive a report, and the mandate of the authority is to actually give us, empower us to know that whether we call for more budget, for more action, but it's not happening now because we are just trailing. We're trailing problems. We are not getting something new. But can I, before we proceed, because I don't think the members have spare time to deal with challenges that they know, that they acknowledge the existence of those challenges, that they put forward a recommendation. All we were waiting for is if that recommendation is not approved, is not working, how are we expected to oversight a structure that is malstructured, that is not having authority while being an authority? We would be really acting like children because we actually forcing against a wall that is that the structure therefore is actually unable to function because of the challenges. We all agree they are there, but up until these challenges are actually addressed and the structuring, the board is given authority to act, it's going to be useless, Sisconi, to invite the department because they account to their ministry. So that they themselves are not taking this as a problem. They are not going to be committed to it, and it lies with the minister. Our minister could have raised the matter with the other ministries, that this thing is located in my department. By the way, I become a lead department in this drug war, and I'm not able, because I think this Sisconi, there's a way at a cabinet level where they are actually, because the lead department can talk to the other minister to say, your persons are not doing us good. and therefore we are malfunctioning. It is not for us to go and do the minister's work. Because I think when you meet at a in the ministerial level, there is an agreement between your political executive. And that that executive should be receiving a report, an annual report of that executive, if it's justice. They are supposed to be actually receiving a report from their own for our minister, therefore, to consolidate. And then we have a report. I don't know whether members, but I won't proceed, honorable members, to us discussing this report up until we get a direction as to what are they doing with the recommendation that was put forward and went into as a report, as a portfolio report into Parliament and was approved. Because we were actually saying the legislative arrangement does not allow this authority. You can't be authority without any powers. You can't. And therefore that the term has ended. We didn't recommend after the term has ended. This is an old recommendation. We can trace it back in our minutes. That went to Parliament and are filed. It's an old recommendation. Mm-hmm. That is why I was asking in the minimac, what now that you are reporting a new strategy to be adopted by the minimac, but it didn't include that there is a recommendation. Because that recommendation could have been taken if you take us as a portfolio committee serious.
True.
Department.
The acting DG,
oh, the DG is already gone. No. You take us serious because there is nothing that happened to that recommendation. And we disagree. We don't want to recommend if nothing is going to be done with our recommendation.
That's correct. I think what is important to Chairperson, that recommendation would have resolved the problem. Because you see, we said, make them an entity and make them into it. And if they brought laws to us before we completed this term, then we would have just kept it for the following term. You know, the next committee goes on with it. But now it's not happening. And we are closed. So I agree with you, we can't discuss their report until they complete what the committee wants.
Honourable
Jefferson, I take it the chair is saying that we will not continue with questions. Okay, in just agreeing with the Jefferson and also...
But also please, if I actually put that proposal, but I didn't want to close the matter before all the members say whether we have this recommendation or whatever, so that we are not closed out as members. But I'm saying what I was saying, we can't continue, is to now go back to the detail and talk about the detail, because it's an old detail. Even whatever is there might have changed by now, given the time lapse that Honorable Matopa is raising. Can I then allow you? I'm not closing.
My input would be that agreeing with the chair by saying that the seriousness of the authority for us as a department is quite huge, because most of the things that we encounter on the ground bring us straight back to the work of the authority. Even the minister, in this annual report, she outlines the challenges that the authority is dealing with, and that are affecting a larger component of the people that we are dealing with as the department, as the portfolio committee, or as the department, as we exercise oversight. So one then is feeling like we are being frustrated as the portfolio committee, but also one says that the life of the people that are affected by the work of the authority are not as important as probably they should be to those who are supposed to be doing what they should have done by now. Because, Chair, if you allow me, the Minister says in her input, she says there are things that she alludes to say this is why this work is so important. She deals like with things like the dealing with trauma, early childhood development, child abuse, that says the scope of the work of the authority is such that it should be receiving the most important, you know, time and attention from whoever. I mean, this list is endless, as it were, and it really touches especially on the work of the portfolio committee. So just to agree, with the chairperson, I'd really like this thing to be taken as seriously as it should be. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, that Mama Spongi led, there was no other hand.
That we should not be interrupting the report. But I think what you're stating is this issue that everybody is waiting for the answer. And so that the matter of Mata in Parliament don't seem to be overlapped to the next Parliament. So it's very disturbing for one we have really loved to see. What we have presented this portfolio committee together with them to see their results. So we don't know if I'll assume that all of us will not be here. Because we don't know who's going to be here after the election chair. There'll be a new portfolio committee. Really, if it's like a phone. But also, Chair, I think that one is not part that is here, although I was perhaps wishing that it should be here. Because we're going for the election. And as we are going for the election, it's that mood where everybody is saying the manifesto, is canvassing and doing all those things. Be that name, I was hoping that they would just give us a breakdown of the status, perhaps per region, where they did whatever, substance abuse problem. I was hoping for that, Chair, so that we have that report. I know where I'm in the area where I'm deployed, that at least this is in this area we have a problem. This area we have a problem. Is it more or is it less? For example, we know in Northern Cape, part of VR and all the Upington and so on, the substance consumption is very high. That's where you get those children who are born with the fetal syndrome. You go to the Free State, there are areas where one would feel that the situation is dying. So I was hoping that maybe perhaps they should just give us that report so that as we are doing our work on the ground, because this time we are going to be doing constituency work for almost a month or a month and a half. So it's going to assist for us to know what is it that is happening. Because currently in South Africa, you can see that we've got serious problems. We've got issues where women and children are being abused. And when you look, where does it come from? It comes from the substance abuse. Because people are high, either high or so on and so on. Like the person has said, the issue of cannabis. I even saw that they drink energy drinks, the cannabis energy drink, and I'm wondering when you drink that energy drink, what will happen?
With that energy,
I don't know how much of you who are watching Skimsam, other people now they're beginning to put all those drugs within the it's gone and so on. I had a case recently in my constituency where in fact it happened in a police station where they ate. The rats, So it's a very serious problem. I would really wish that they should just give us that breakdown, even if it's not today. They send it to your office, chair, you email us, we know the breakdown of the issue. Where is this problem? Where is this problem, chair?
You were touching on matters I thought I would raise as well, because by now there has been a process of developing the manifesto, which the president has actually presented, and departments, most departments, they are actually responding to that manifesto, because it there is something that says this will happen. So the department cannot come here without that preparation of saying the president, having then identified, in fact it also emanates from the state of the national address, to be the sonar, to say this is the current status of a particular problem. We are improving or we are deteriorating. And what should be coming to us now, because I know there is an item on the manifesto and on the SONA, and I think the president gets information for the SONA from his ministers. Mm. This is a huge problem. Why I said, because I agree, and members agree with me, that this report is not worth being entertained by us, because it's old information. So it was just malicious compliance to allow us to come and comply with something that is totally irrelevant. But what we are actually saying, now that we have this problem, I'll give plus minus 10 minutes to the members. Uma Mutsoledi has started already. Because I think we need to have our own report now. A report about what we know about the drug problem. Mm. We do know what is happening in all our constituencies as a result of a proliferation of drug use. In addition to what you are saying, not really relying on statistics, because they change on a daily basis. Today there are new members in the drug camp. That day there's a new member in the drug camp. They are seriously recruiting. So it can't. It's not static. It's not static. The statistics is not static. Mm-hmm. But can I actually say, what everywhere, not unless this matter is addressed, of availability of drugs. I speak to the DDG probably on a daily basis, because people call me to tell me that they are in this situation. And also the availability of killer weapons in the form of izibam, in the form of knives, they are available, plenty of them. For that energy that you drink from this core drink, and then you have an energy, you have alcohol. With that energy, you want to utilize it. So you actually go to the person who is there for you to be an object of satisfaction after that drugging process. The members themselves, together with the department, know when we went to Dorrance, where we met the actual drug users, where they told us that outside there, when we come out of here, we are now have been rehabilitated. Mm-hmm. Where are we? How are we going to survive? Because the drug dealers, we are a market. They are waiting for us to come out. And our friends now are lonely. They want our company as soon as we are released tomorrow. That was the statement that we all had in a formal meeting. And going further on this drug issue, why I phoned this call is because things that happen have never happened, even in our history. And police want to be actually counseled to have catharsis, because what they see on a daily basis, honorable members, this very weekend, a person who was released from Amtat, from prison for drug use, went back to a village in Flagstaff, a settlement, go back Ngumtana wakhona to meet with, that's where his family is. That night, 12 midnight, this is what he did. This coming weekend, this is currently. He came, he went to town, and he left the bag and said, I'm getting goodies for us to be happy. So they had the goodies, which include dagga, include alcohol. That night, he stabbed 48 wounds inflicted to a woman who is 100% disabled. All the lower parts can't move, and she's incontinent of every other thing. So she was lying down, but the time he took stepping the head up until the very weapon had to bend, and he started up to the foot and to the hands. I went to the hospital early on Saturday to actually see, and I said, remove your gown so that I can see. But having done that, that is a smaller than a thing. He actually was going to stab everyone. Others had to run through the windows. Eventually, a 7-year-old was left on the bed, and he picked this one up, and he actually opened broke the window, because he was a guest, could not know where the key is. Then he jumped out. He was looking for those who ran away with a very big knife, which was already in the bag, because he got it from his bag. He used a broom. It got broken. He went for his bag. He took out this knife. He actually went to various doors in the area looking for these he must stab. But ask me what he was carrying. He was carrying the baby, holding the baby by the two legs, the head down. And he was knocking in every door with the head of the child. Up until where he actually thought this was where he would get those, which he actually used to break the door with the head of the child. And the door broke. The brain was scattered over. The place, please feel it, comrade, I felt it. The place was actually bloody. And on arrival at 5 a.m., when somebody elsewhere in another village said, are you not home? And I said, yes. And he said, wake up now and be at Tabombeki settlement. Something wrong. That's where I witnessed everything. Before the police could come. And for goodness sake, this is an RDP settlement. These people don't know each other. We had to be the parents. We had also to be police. We had also to clean. Because it was horrible. Just think of the mother who saw this person running with the baby and could not do anything. If she could have gone there, she was guilty, saying, I could have been there for my child. And I was saying, if you were there, you would be both dead, you and your child. I'm saying this is the current state of affairs. I went to the hospital to visit the disabled person, honorable members, who can do nothing, who is incontinent. But while I was there, the nurses advised me that the criminal has been brought in for doctor, because at least a smaller beating happened. so that we could sit down and wait for the police, just to ensure that you beat the knees and the doors, and so that he can sit and wait for the police. Then I went to him, having asked permission from the police, and I said, please open the door, I want to see the door of the vehicle. And then I put forward my hand, because I wanted to talk to him. The police were able to push my hand away, and I think they were correct, because when he said he pushed his hands, they were all still wet with the blood. So this is not the only story. Every member here can tell a terrible story, but I think this one, starting from raping a 2-month-old, a 3-month-old, so all this we can do everything as this committee, but as long as the drugs are available and there is a throat for that drug to go into the person, there will be problems in our country, and our people have a cry out there. I am therefore putting forward that maybe, I don't know, the department must guide us. It doesn't seem you are getting through to the cabinet in terms of telling them there where you are supposed to be assisted about the horrible situation that exists in our country. These two ones, I've seen bad things before, but the two ones I will never believe. Because that woman was saying, that child, I actually, she was staying with me because her mother died. And when she started at grade 10 to use drugs, she would say she's running away from school because some people are calling him and they are on horseback, etc. She says, I used to hire someone to accompany her, so that he can reach school without this man, and also that person would remain next to the desk until he has finished writing examination. And she said that he came back to kill me, I would rest in peace, because it's my product. I'm putting this to you, because when we talk about all signs and symptoms, we actually ignore the reality that today somebody is being stabbed, that today somebody is being robbed for the money to actually feed the greed for the drugs. People are afraid to stay in their homes. So I think now that the report is not helpful, the report is available, but it's not helping us, because we put a recommendation, seeing that is a problem. One last thing, honorable members. Ms. Mumal must help this meeting, because when I was in the MINMEC, I asked a big question. If you have not finished the treatment center, there was one in Question Cisco, which one? Free State one. There are funds allocated for operation. Together, there's funds for establishing the center, there are funds for operations for that particular center. That's what I heard. My question was, UCFO was here today. He was advancing a notion that this money be used, the operational, to finish the infrastructure. And my question that was, that will be misappropriation. This is for operational, but they say it's not being used because the center has not been finished. And I was asking a question, are the people who use drugs not there? Is it only the building that would move around and service those people, or the availability of funds to find any vehicle that would assist those people? What happened to that? You, Sisconi, you agreed in that meeting that there will be a special operation to actually utilize those funds, go into, try and work whatever types that would be seen as effectively spending that budget. And I actually begged you in your quarters, in your hierarchy, to say, can you use any available funds and just get what are the leftovers and come with a proper a campaign to actually assist our people. What happened to that proposal? Because it was not thrown out of the door. But I know when we are no longer there, you are able to take decisions as an executive. Can we know what happened to that dream? Because even these centers, Chairperson, these centers are not actually doing what they are supposed to do. We are really, really out of order. Can you at least help us to be in order? We as a committee and yourself, why I say we are out of order, we are not helping. If we are doing something, it's not effective, it does not have an impact. What else are you going to do? Tell us, what should we do with people that can, you know, when the people say to you, ay mama, uvula ngayukanga umntwana, uvula ngenhloko umntwana, uvula ukanga ngenhloko umntwana. Inside that room where he was opening the door by the head of a seven-year-old, there were also students who are renting there. In the morning, they had to jump upon that body of the little one to go to school, having been exposed to that trauma all night long. This one we can't afford. Something must happen. Nankatali noba intoni, nobingakanani. But we cannot, you know, I was listening. Sometimes my country becomes three worlds in one. All the other things that there was talked about, gender-based violence, this little woman, poor woman who has no shoes, was actually hoping that the name of Sihle will also come. Maybe the president will say sorry that it happened to you. But because they stay at the back of the beyond, and where nobody knows, this is a huge problem for me, as a fair. This drug issue, we can give them grants, but if they are going to be killed, it's another issue. Where are you with this program of drugs? What were you envisaging? Because if you really had problems and come to this committee, we could have come with a plan, including supporting you to the president. It's a president of a country. It's the speaker of this parliament. We are an extension of parliament. We would go there and ask permission to have a sitting with the speaker. In fact, remember when we went to Eastern Cape, we also gave a report to the speaker about this femicide, before it was regarded as a femicide. We actually wrote to the speaker and said, this is the report from the provincial commissioner stating the gruesome killing of people with 100 years, 17, 76 years, 50 years. We only chose from 50 to 100. Who are actually being stabbed, raped, stabbed and shot? Masfumani ndoge kun. Let give us something, but in the report, let's agree, honorable members, that we're not entertaining it anymore because it's belated, and secondly, there is a failure of implementing our noble recommendation, empower and strengthen, because you can't have one person, which is one times nine, which is nine people, one per province. Please tell me, how many do you have now? How is your structure? No, that gentleman seemed to want to respond. With fairness, can you assist us? How many of your people in each nine provinces? Siskon, if you to say nibanga akabantu benu phaya ema province. No, the people who get paid by you in a province, who are supposed to be coordinating. How are you structured? Let me, that question will maybe, I see what is in here, but it doesn't tell us from which area and so on, and how they operated that level. How do you then, because seemingly maybe I'm asking a wrong mandate. Seemingly the mandate is oversight. But the mandate is oversight. And I don't even think it's the right mandate, but let's leave it to the department and those who actually establish it. Because I don't know how many oversight people are there then. What are the other people doing? Because the oversight, if it's an oversight, it ends up bringing officials from the department who are supposed to be oversight. Oversighted. They come and be members of of the forum. And this is a makosa la ayongena kule forum asuke ma department in. Now employment level yao does not give them an authority to actually oversight when they go back home. They are only given, they ask permission to attend a meeting in writing and request to attend a meeting and are expected to be given a report. Unfortunately, we have never known whether there is a forum which they receive reports. Hence, they are not submitting to you. Then, because of how this is, all I knew in my experience was that there's one person in a provincial office who is piggybacking on the provincial social development office. I've never known that there are these offices. Now, if they are there, I'm subject to correction, and my ignorance will be, forgiven. But all I know, there's one person, that's one person piggybacking in an office provided by social development. As to how that one person is supposed to coordinate all district municipalities in a province and to convene meetings, this thing is quite impossible. This was this mission of the arrangement. Even if I would go to that office, how would I get to all these regions? Where would I get? There's no linkages with moral regeneration. Moral regeneration is running something else. But I think eating drugs is also violating our morality. I think there is a need for us to have another forum to discuss this matter. Let's leave it now. Because we are not going to give answers. No one said, shook the head to say there are two people or we do have offices. No one said that. With that, I think we will set it as an in committee, and because nothing happened to all these matters. But when we come out, there's going to be a huge crisis. We live here, another crisis is going to be in another province. And it will be under drug influence. It was enough for us in deterrence to listen to somebody who says, I break a bottle myself, I cut myself so that I bleed. So that the statement will say, we drug a lot with my boyfriend. We drug and drug and drug. And when we don't have money and we have a craving, he beats me because he wants me to give him the drug and we don't have. And for me, I will take a bottle, cut myself so that he sees me bleeding and become sympathetic. And that one will say, I'm 17 years old, I left my home, I came here and I met my boyfriend and we drug a lot. That's why I didn't know that drug can also be, it's not a verb this time. It's an act. Dragging. I'm dragging to myself. So, Chair, please. I give you permission to talk.
Chair, as much as I appreciate everything that you've said, I feel that I have an obligation on behalf of the members of the Central Road Authority to also relate to you the feelings that we have around this particular issue.
Mm.
And the last statement that you've just made, I'm going to use that just to give an example of the contribution that we are capable of giving to the country to make a change and to make a better understanding of the size and complexity and the issues around which we are faced with when we're talking about drugs. So if I may just delay you for a few minutes,
that's good.
I'm going to pick up on this particular issue that you've just spoken
that's
about.
That's very important, because we are not necessarily blocking you from speaking.
Thank you.
All we are saying to you is, let's not utilize this document. It's belated. But we cannot say, don't relate to us, including what we ought to do. Because I think you are an authority. Probably when things are not working, you had other means of reaching out to the minister and to the president. Because this is a national crisis. So said the other members here.
Thank you, and it's important that I just raise this with you, and I'm sorry if I'm delaying you, but I really need to speak to you from my heart as well.
Yes, please.
Your heart, I have devoted many, many years of my life trying to deal with this issue around substance abuse, and as I said, picking up on that example, I want to give you an impression of the type of contribution that members from the Central Road Authority can make in identifying what the problems are, where they come from, and how best we can deal with them as well. The issue that you just spoke about, the person cutting themselves while they are looking for the influence that they need to be under a drug, can be very, really, very easily explained to you if we understand the problem that we are dealing with. With your permission, I need to explain to you that what is it that controls pain in the body? Is a neurotransmitter which is called dopamine. That is the chemical that is used to raise the pain threshold of a person when they experience pain. What is it that a person takes drugs for is in order to release a neurotransmitter chemical called dopamine, which is what gives them the pleasure, that the euphoria that they're looking for when they take a drug. Now we can understand why people self-mutilate. Now we can understand where someone is looking for the effect of a drug which they don't have, they will take a bottle, break it, and cut themselves to inflict pain. Because the way that the body now responds is by saying, I need to increase the ability of the body to be able to deal with the pain, so therefore I need to release more dopamine. And dopamine is what gives a person a euphoria, which is exactly why they were using drugs in the first place. So the two go hand in hand, and we understand that. But I don't know if there's anybody else here who might have understood that. But this is the type of contribution that members from the Central Road Authority can give to help the country to deal with the problems, and we're only asking for that opportunity to be able to do our work as effectively and as efficiently as we can, and to make a major contribution. At the end of my term, I'm walking away saying the drug problem remains where it was when I started. And I have failed in my understanding of what needs to be done, which is the furthest thing from the truth. I know what needs to be done. So do my members of the Central Drug Authority. We are left with 9 committed members from 13, but the amount of work and the contribution that has been made by those 9 members is as intense, as great as it was when we were 13. We all remain committed to be able to do as much as we can. We are asking, please, for the tools and the abilities to be able to function as the authority that the country needs. And I'm relating this in response to the appeal that you're making to say, from the Central Drug Authority members themselves, please understand, whatever availability there is for us to make a difference is what we will grab and seize and run with. because that is why we remain committed to serving on the Central Drug Authority and being here to serve the country and to try and make a difference, imparting as much information, imparting as much knowledge as what we have in order for people to understand how best we can deal with this problem. We remain committed and dedicated, as much as what I've heard your members here saying, we need a response. We are willing to try and provide that response, but we need to be given the tools with which to be able to work. And that is my appeal. Thank you.
And I would feel very bad in this chair if the members would feel like we don't think they did some work. They didn't do work.
Mm.
But all we are saying, you were made not to do what you wanted to do, what we were appointed to do, because of the very tools that we are talking about, including the number. So we are also saying you were not taken seriously. And we also argue that the department and the ministry didn't take us serious,
mm-hmm.
because that recommendation was saying to you, to them, please give them peace.
Mm-hmm.
If you establish an authority, it cannot be an authority without authority.
Mm-hmm.
That then would go back to the legislative process that seeks to see that an authority should be an entity. I think
mm-hmm.
we made a straightforward recommendation,
mm-hmm.
make this an entity. Now all we want the department to go back home in
mm-hmm.
Pretoria is to come back and to say, now that we did not implement the recommendation, there is a crisis. They must come back to us and say they agree that they failed to implement
mm-hmm.
our recommendation as a portfolio
mm-hmm.
committee to empower. We even spoke about staffing, that you can't all not have technical support. We spoke in detail about what should happen. It was never implemented. And this takes us to a situation where we will actually take our recommendation and send it back so that they can see what we recommended. We never said you must be removed, but we said, these entities, what we need, but it doesn't have the authority that it requires and resources to do this critical need of a country. So what you're saying is also what is supposed to be going to school curricula. Because when children are drugging, they don't know what effect it does. So we also have to take everybody on board. But even if we didn't see it coming, but it's here now. There is a crisis in every school. Would you ever have our children actually killing one another and taking photos in Limpopo? And actually taking your child into social media to see how much that child is bleeding. What about the parents? Are we animals of late? What human behavior is that one? They just because they hate her for his own good behavior. Because all of them, they want to be, there will be no nation. There is not going to be any future. In fact, Lucky Dube said before he died, they will build no new schools. They will bring
big in prison.
Yes, and big hospitals. So this is what we are now called upon to avoid. So, honourable members of the board, this was not a, this. When we refuse to deal with this, it's not that we undermine and we say you are useless or you are not appreciating the little you do, because we had a document to criticise. We have to criticise constructively. So the department must go back to the a political authority and say really the committee is 100% unhappy and did not accept this document. Because for us, even if Connie, you can call us and say you want to share a difficulty with us, that is you portfolio committee convene, we want to report there is an impasse, we will do that.
And I think there is a little bit of uncomfort on your side that it is as if the minister is one who is accounting to us. And there is actually yourself to accounting to us. The minister is employed by the president and reports to the president. For you guys, it's us. You account to us. So no one would stop you accounting to us for any reason, because we have the right to summon anyone who does not want to report to us.
Mm-hmm.
So can you please, guys, go and make something that is because what recommendation are we going to make? Now that drugs are out of hand, what is it as this portfolio committee that we should recommend that will remain in our in our names for the rest of our lives, even after us? What will we say, given all these examples? We will still sit alone and think how we should manage. But for now, we can allow you to leave, and with a clear notion that there's no attack on the chair, on the portfolio committee and the chair. Clear. It will go out in the media, in our statement. Clearly, the committee found it impossible to actually achieve its climax because of unavailability of what should be done. And we'll also make notion of the fact that all that interministerial committee has not assisted us, because clearly there are challenges that they did not bring reports. They sent a junior staff and so on. They never submitted reports in time for us to get a report. So they also will ask themselves, but we will mention the departments that were supposed to be doing work. So, but this time we will not be in a position to not to be emphatic in how bad we feel because of the outcome of not having this perfect, so that the president himself gets a feedback as to how bad the situation is. Because people out there, even if you walk in a street, you say, who is worried about a child with drugs at Iguam? When we were marching yesterday for no bail, see, when we said passing a drug, someone would say, Iguam, my own child, Iguam, it's with me, it's in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, can I allow you, Sisconi, and your team that you leave, but you will be communicating with us so that we put a plan together. Because we need to put this forward. No, I want to release the
CDA.
Yeah. But it's a team that Ukoni is working with. Ukoni has what is this item. Utabane is here. He's done best now because he had all the time to revise his homework. It would be an easy one. Okay, the extension of the board, I think we had already recommended that they have an extension, but the extension has lapsed. So there is no way we can say we are not extending, because it's them who must produce the report.
Mm-hmm.
So the extension, we made it 3 months, 6 months, because we were also having challenges of actually considering any other new applicants that would be appointed. But for now, because there's this, you can't bring new people to actually continue with this task of actually assisting us to get her. There's a plan that we need. And also the plan that is with cabinet. If we have the privilege to have it, so that we understand it addresses what we have now as a crisis. We don't demand that your plans to the cabinet should come to us, but I think we've got a lot to contribute in that plan, given the challenges that we face. If that is not in order and not is crossing a line to the other pillar of government, then means of talking, we are people who are talking. We are not actually so much legislated that there are no go areas. Can we then proceed?
Yeah, they're just saying except that the minister should be invited given what is the statement of extension.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, that is fine. But also the department has the right without my writing. I know I can, I am supposed to write, but the department must give the minister a report why we didn't accept the report. It's normal because you report to the minister. You are a minister's delegation here. I will have a courtesy to write to the minister and express my dissatisfaction. However, it is the duty of the department. I can't say go back, I will report to the minister. It's you yourselves going back and actually saying to the minister, together with the board, how did you go? Whether we had said hallelujah, she's supposed to get that from you. So thank you very much. Can we then allow Ubuta? Do you need a few minutes, members, to walk around? Comfort, please. Oh, it could have never been my intention. Oh, I'm sorry, Mdanasika. I'll pay you with a hug. But please, I hope all your issues have been put in by other members. I'm 90 Mulele Lendu. Ayindibulele le into yona yalo mntwana ukunika ifoto yomntwana omangezinto kwelikala baphethe ifoto nantsi ke mama uchapha ifoto yalo mntwana ebesesima ingxaki ke ngoku while thina sisinga into yoba abantwana abazalelwe emakhaya bana one family indlela